Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension dairy specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning planning colostrum feeding on your dairy. You know, every year this happens, and we usually are into it fairly far before we realize that we have a problem. We start running low on colostrum. So why is that? Well, it's usually because the animals just simply, as we go into the winter months, just simply do not produce as great a volume as what they would during the summertime. So as we think about things that we can do to increase colostrum production during the winter months, we're really kind of limited on the things that we can do. Research has shown that if we increase the energy density, in other words, if we have a transition diet 3 weeks prior to calving, that will tend to increase colostrum production to a limit. It's not going to be the same as what we would normally have during the summertime, but it will raise that colostrum production a bit. Bottom line is, as we go into the winter months and into the early spring, colostrum production in our herd is going to drop. So we just need to plan ahead. That may mean that you buy an extra freezer. Frozen colostrum is very nutritious to the calves, so just having an ample supply that you collect in the summer and early fall is probably the best way to make sure that you're going to have enough product to get through the spring months. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to plan ahead for the colostrum supply that they'll be needing in the coming months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.